The union trying to organize a group of University of Alaska support personnel is taking a step back. The Alaska State Employees Association has informed the 2,500-member group of employees that it's canceled a union vote scheduled for this fall. ASEA business manager Jim Duncan says organizers aren't giving up, but need more time to inform staff about unionization.
We are still going to be active in organizing the university staff. We still think it's important for them to have a unified voice to work with management on a lot of issues, worksite issues, salary benefits, etc. So we still think there's a benefit. We just felt at this time we didn't have the time to respond to some of the misstatements that were being made and the mischaracterizations of what a union can do for individuals, for staff. We didn't think we had time to fully inform staff so that they could have a good, educated, fully informed vote.
Duncan says the university has been putting out a lot of information about unionization, and that's raised a lot of questions among affected staff.
I understand the university wants people to be fully informed, but to try to speak for us as they are doing on their mailings and say what the union is going to do for them or not do for them, or what our due structure is going to be and what it means to them, and what type of provisions will we negotiating in a contract, et cetera, they shouldn't be doing that. So we want to be sure if members understand, potential members understand our structure, how the union will operate, how they have a voice, and they are the ones who make the determination on what will be negotiated in a collective bargaining agreement, because this is a member-driven organization.
Duncan says the ASEA will hold more meetings and send out mailings. He says it's not unusual for unionization to take a longer time than anticipated, and that ASEA will work to thoroughly answer all questions before rescheduling an election. Duncan says ASEA dues are based on a sliding scale according to salary and are only collected after collective bargaining agreements are hammered out. A chart shows that an employee that makes $50,000 per year would pay $640 in annual dues.